somebody that knows all about the toxicity within Parliament is, you know, one of my greatest mentors, Sandra Lee Virko, leader of Manamoto Hake, former leader of Manamoto Hake, minister, just magnificent. She joins us now. Me tuku mihi ki a koe. Sandra, thank you so very much for joining us on Talkback tonight.
Kia ora, Claudette.
So, you know, the ugliness of Parliament has reared its head yet again with the demotion, kicking out, people leaving, you know, leaders gone. What do we make of it?
Well, Jim's report card, if I was writing it, would see her getting three Ds, a D for desperate, a D for dopey, and a D for depressing. What she did last night in stripping Simon Bridges of his portfolios and using a five-year-old foot-and-mouth inappropriate comment that had been dealt with by Bill English and had resulted in a formal public apology and to the woman involved who overheard it, was desperate. And I have to say, it reminded me of those old days where Muldoon, in the middle of the night, just like she did late at night in Parliament, had a brainwave and called an early election. And that's all he's remembered for in history. Collins will go down in history for this late night stunt in trying to roll the competition, Simon Bridges, and it didn't work and it was never going to. Dopey. A D for dopey, because she could have cut a deal. She should have realised politically that her days as the leader were up. She'd been given a long period of time. She just couldn't claw National back up in the polls. And she could have cut a deal and gone quietly and said, look, if you give me this, that and the other portfolio next time around, then I'll take the long walk ever so quietly and play the cooperative game. She didn't do that. She tried to run a coup on Simon Bridges, and quite frankly, it was pathetic. And D for depressing, because the comment we've just heard about sticking to the kaupapa is a valid one. However, there's a problem, and that is that they don't have one. So you can't stick to a kaupapa you haven't got. And that is National's problem at the moment. So every time Judith Collins has appeared on our TV screens, all she's been able to do is slug it out. She will slug it out with Jacinda Ardern, and she's a slugger, to be fair to the woman. She slugged it out even with Dr. Susie Wilkes, the epidemiologist, and fat-shamed her. So at a time when our people have been locked down, at a time when our people are dying, at a time when our health workers are exhausted, at a time when we can't go to Tangi and bury our loved ones, we don't need a morning bucket of negativity from the leader of the National Party, whoever they are. And that was her failing. There were no good or new, fresh ideas. Have you thought about this? We could go this way. Or to even talk about other policies. There wasn't. She was crusher Collins. She crushed all the way through, and it didn't work because we already know how hard things are in New Zealand at the moment without any more negativity from her. But what I would say is, come Tuesday, if National thinks when they pick their new leader that their problems are over, they're kidding themselves. This roller coaster is going to continue, and I'll tell you why. They have a shortage of talent. Simon Bridges has been there before if they choose him. And let it be remembered, the reason they dumped him was because he just couldn't get up in the polls, just like Judith Collins. Mitchell is very ambitious, but in my opinion, the guy lacks any kind of political depth and analysis. And then there's Luxon, yes, former chief executive of Air New Zealand. But just because you succeed in the private sector doesn't mean to say you'll necessarily succeed in the bear pit that is Parliament. And let's remember Muller, who was briefly a leader on the National Party roller coaster, also came from the high level of the private sector, but because he, like Luxon, lacked experience, he'd only lasted a single month. So their problems aren't over yet. And another one of their biggest problems, in my opinion, Claudette, is this, that as they bowl leader after leader after leader after leader, a lot of their talent gets caught in the crosshairs. So let it be remembered that it's not just the leadership that are falling over in any given coup, but a lot of talent and experience goes with them. And the roll call for National is getting longer and longer. I was thinking about it today and I thought, well, Nikki Kaye, gone in one of the coups. This is a woman that consistently beat Jacinda Ardern for the seat of Auckland Central. Then you had Amy Adams, recognised by everybody as an incredibly intelligent, talented politician. Chris Finn, a guy who was really good at pulling off treaty settlements. And lover or hater, and the public do tend to love her, Paula Bennett is another example. So when these heads roll at the highest level of the leadership, a lot of good people who are seen to be aligned go over with them. So National now has an absolute paucity of talent, and they're going to put, quite without the effect of the Labor Party and Jacinda Ardern, they're going to pay the price.
Look, absolutely, you're absolutely right about the lack of talent. You know, I was speaking to quite a few people, commentators this afternoon, and they were picking the same people that, you know, Pākehā Media are picking, Luxton, Simon again. You know, it does show what a lack of depth. Half of them you've never heard of. Half of them, they've never heard of Māori. Some of the people that have been picked up, you know, in terms of deputy leadership, they don't even know that we exist. And I'm talking about Māori as a whole. The Māori world exists. They wouldn't have a clue where Ruatoria is, let alone that the people of Ruatoria went and organised their own fundraiser to get themselves a vax van. Half of them don't even know, didn't even know that Dr. Shane Reti was working alongside Māori health providers vaccinating and testing in his own rohe up into Tai Tokerau. They have no idea of the real world that's Aotearoa in which we live in. None whatsoever.
Look, the National Party, I would say, is in the greatest danger it has ever been since it came into existence. Its survival is at stake now. And short of a miracle like recalling a John Key, I'm not quite sure whether they will remain a true major party in New Zealand. They have serious problems. Picking up on your point about knowing about what our people are doing and how the other half live, I've looked at the comments of the National Party woman MP who overheard what Simon Bridges said 5 years ago and about how to make a baby girl. And well, it's probably not the most appropriate thing to say, but my God, lady, you're in the wrong job, because if you think that was hard on you, you should take your blinkers off and look at what Māori women in Parliament from all sides of political parties in the House go through day in and day out if you want to talk about offensive behaviour towards women politicians. I've seen it and I've experienced it and it's been horrendous. And if a comment like that leaves her traumatised for 5 years, she hasn't got the mettle. I don't condone the comment, but I'm saying she can rest assured that Māori women politicians go through 10 times worse than that daily.
Look, absolutely, which brings me back to that remark that was dealt with by Bill English 5 years ago. it just, you know, I don't, you know, they, I saw what they, what the comment was meant to have been, and, you know, and what it, the point is that it was dealt with, a comment like that, more like swept under the carpet. Yeah, sorry about it, you know, sorry about it. And then swept under the carpet. Sorry about it, get over it now. Just adds to the toxic male masculinity of Parliament. Sorry about it, sweep it under the carpet, just move forward. And whether it was 5 years ago, 5 minutes ago, just not appropriate. Not appropriate.
It's not appropriate, and male politicians in New Zealand across the board definitely have to lift their game. They're better than they were in my day in Parliament, but they've still got a long way to go. But it was a lame excuse by Judith Collins to try and save her position as leader, and it didn't work. The media weren't convinced this morning, and nor were the public of New Zealand. And here's the thing. Isn't it interesting that it's all been pulled down into that one inappropriate comment of 5 years ago, which he's apologised for, then and now, apparently, at this time in our country when our people have never been more desperate? The National Party seems to be gobbling itself up from the inside out. I think it's my opinion that the president of the National Party has to go too. To save the National Party, and I don't care, I'm a left winger, but if you're out to save the National Party, if you're going to make changes, they've got to be real and meaningful. The president has to go. He's long, long, long past his use by date. They need to bring in some young blood with fresh ideas. They need to let the young up and coming shine. People like Nikki Kaye should have been embraced and mentored through as a succession planner instead of crushing them and killing them off. So unless something far more dramatic than yet another leadership change occurs amongst the ranks of National, the actual notion of the ACT Party becoming a genuine contender become New Zealand's second major party is not beyond the realms of possibility. Their voting base is all dressed up and it's got nowhere to go, and all the polls are showing that David Seymour and the ACT Party are bit by bit becoming the beneficiaries of that. So I'd be very worried if I was National. They don't have a big picture. They don't have any kind of meaningful policies. From the time that John Key left, they've been on the ropes and it's just got worse and worse for them, and they don't seem to be a party able to come up with any solutions. When I was young, I used to say to Maturata when I first went to Parliament, how is it that the National Party is so disciplined compared to the left? You know, on the left, and all the left political parties, everybody seems to be always stabbing each other in the back. But on the right, with National in the House, they have incredible discipline. How is that? And he said to me, because they come from a different position. They're there to take care of business. They know they're there to look after vested interest. And the only way they can achieve that is by being disciplined and not breaking ranks. And as soon as he said that to me, I got it. Of course. You know, a lot on the left is about ego, but on the right, it's about vested interests. But all of that is gone with the National Party of today. There is no discipline. And as you know, Claudette, any political party that completely loses discipline loses any ability to survive.
Very good. Yes, absolutely, Sandra. Wonderful, wonderful to cord it all with you always. Thanks very much for joining me on Talkback. I just have just between you and me, I've just got a bit of an issue here. No one's ringing me, Sandra Leverka. Nobody's ringing me for Talkback. Everyone's just listening, but no one's ringing me. Tell your friends, please, ring me up. That'd be really great.
I would be happy to tell my friends to ring you up. And I'll tell you what we need to be talking about too is these. I was astonished to listen to the story about tallies and the accident compensation issues. And I thought, oh my gosh, when I was an MP, I dealt with so many ACC takihu without people who were getting shortchanged, who were not given what they were rightfully entitled to, who were being fobbed off. They should be ringing you up tonight and telling you all about their cases. I'm sure it's the same now as it was back then.
Thank you very much for that. And we're going to follow up on that. I'll be calling you again to kōrero about that probably on my drive time program. But thank you very much for raising that. Excellent.